There are about 30,000 people living in Australia worried that they'll be sent back to where they were born. They're the asylum seekers who came here by boat before 2014, and they're known as the legacy caseload. A new report has found many are falling into poverty, some are sleeping rough, and a growing number have serious mental health issues. The Australian Human Rights Commission is urging the federal government to change the system so that people are no longer left in limbo. Political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Reza Rustami was among 45 asylum seekers on a boat bound for Australia 6 years ago. He says the trip still haunts him.
Everyone was just thinking that we were lost in the sea, and everyone was waiting for when death would come to them.
He left Iran with his wife and two young children because they feared persecution. They travelled to Indonesia before boarding a boat.
On the fourth day, the boat was intercepted by an Australian Navy vessel. I felt like I was just born with a new life.
Reza Rustami says he doesn't know what his future holds. He's one of 30,000 people living in Australia who have been dubbed the legacy caseload. They're the asylum seekers who came here by boat between 2012 and the end of 2013 and still have no certainty around their status in Australia.
Many of them are very, very vulnerable.
Edward Santow is the Human Rights Commissioner at the Australian Human Rights Commission. The organisation examined the human rights implications of policies affecting this particular group and found they have limited access to support.
We're hearing more and more reports of people who simply can't afford to pay for medicine, can't necessarily afford accommodation, that sort of thing.
Professor Sharace Sundram is from Monash University's Department of Psychiatry. He treats a number of asylum seekers that are part of this group.
What we see is the increased levels of distress associated with financial insecurity in particular.
Even if these people are found to be refugees, they're not eligible for permanent residency.
There does seem to be quite a strong relationship between the length of time that they've spent in uncertainty and the level of their psychological distress.
Reza Rustami is now on a temporary visa, but he's worried what will happen once it expires.
My family and children don't know what will happen to us after 5 years.
The Australian Human Rights Commission has made 31 recommendations, among them allowing this particular cohort to stay in Australia permanently. Edward Santow also wants the government to boost mental health services and revise the amount of welfare support that's offered.
Some steps that the government could take that would be relatively straightforward, that would provide protections against these people falling into poverty and homelessness.
The Department of Home Affairs hasn't accepted any of the recommendations, saying the government's measures uphold the integrity of the humanitarian program and deter people smuggling. It's also defended the level of mental health support and welfare that's offered to asylum seekers.
Stephanie Boris reporting.